Now, slightly unusually, we go a little bit backwards in time for our TV review this week, but only to Sunday, because, of course, we saw the start of the latest outing of the jungle in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, with the usual mixture of known and unknown celebrities, as well as wannabes, ones, wazzes, and the one that the glamour mags will look for in the shower. Usually to Michael Burke, probably not the one from the shower, incidentally, TV presenter Melanie Sykes, hello, hello, Vicky Michelle, Curry soapstar Craig Charles head up the list of the most well-known, along with football Jimmy Bullard, model singer Nadia Ford, music creator Tinchy Strider, Superbike champ Carl Fogarty, Essex-based star Gemma Collins, being joined by reality show model Kendra Wilkinson. So there we go, we know who everybody is, and unusually we got to know beforehand, because of course we got to vote who goes into the big slammer first of all. Very exciting stuff it was too. But anyway, on another kind of related subject, TV presenter Chris Packham has stood up against I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, because he's written an open letter to Ant and Dec asking them to end the abuse of animals in the show in the so-called Bush Tucker trials. Not likely to make that much of a difference though, but animal rights people will no doubt be applauding his attempts. Back to the real stage drama now, and we can't ignore the fact that as the door closed on another season in the Big House of Downton Abbey, ITV announced that yet another series has been commissioned, with production beginning early next year on the sixth series of the globally successful and multi-award winning series that debuted in 2010. On the subject of big houses, although slightly smaller than Downton Abbey, fans of Channel 4's Gogglebox will be delighted to know that the posh couple have their own spin-off show, currently given the working title of At Home with Steph and Dom. It'll take viewers into the heart of the Parker's Pear plush B&B, The Salutation, and share their experiences as they have an increasingly famous guest coming to visit. The show will see their local MP candidate Nigel Farage on a wine-fueled evening with the couple, as the show's advertised as an entirely new style of television interview, where chaos ensues as Farage is grilled like never before. Other delights from Channel 4 that we might look forward to include The Massage Parlour, an hour-long observational documentary that will follow the ups and downs of a unique family business in the north of England. Run by mother and daughter, it's in many ways a typical warm and friendly family-run enterprise, except for the personal services it offers. The Massage Parlour will explore the everyday life of the staff and the regular customers frequenting the establishment, challenging preconceptions and revealing the workings of the rarely seen world. Next summer, a group of ordinary Brits will go on a run in a Channel 4 show called Hunted. They'll film their own adventures as they take extreme measures to try to evade capture from expert hunters, highlighting the practicality of trying to hide in a world dominated by CCTV and other surveillance techniques. What they do and where they go will be up to them, but the team of hunters seeking them out and tracking them down will see if they can catch them and, indeed, whether they will be able to go off the grid. On the subject of summer, incidentally, and being on the run as it so happens, the BBC has announced that filming has begun on their new comedy show called Woody. Set on a fictional Spanish island, phonejacker Kaiva Novak plays Woody, an undercover reporter who's forced to flee from the British authorities after being framed by his corrupt newspaper editor. Sounds all a little bit familiar, really. Woody goes on the run to find Brutus, which sees Bradley Walsh back on our screens in an acting role, his former mentor at the newspaper, the one man he can trust. But Brutus, who's now an expat living a quiet life running a bar on the Spanish island, is less than thrilled to see Woody. Despite their efforts to lay low, trouble seems to find them, so Brutus and Woody end up joining forces to take on a series of investigations, crimes and mysteries, seeing Woody running rings around the locals by adopting a variety of guises at a moment's notice. The six-part comedy show will air in the spring and has been created and written by Neil Webster and Charlie Skelton, whose credits include Would I Lie to You, 10 O'Clock Live and C4 Comedy Presents. Woody boasts an impressive supporting cast too, with the likes of Hotel Babylon's Emma Pearson, comic strip star, also known as Lily's dad, incidentally, Keith Allen, and a range of cameo appearances from TV favourites such as Lee Boardman, Clive Swift, Tracy Ann Oberman, Jack D, and Sean Gilder, to name but a few. Bradley Walsh says, "My goodness, what a blast it is filming Woody." With a very funny script, brilliant cameos from the likes of Keith Allen and Paul Kay as Senor Big and Federico Mercury, what's not to like? I'm loving every second working with the brilliant Kaiva Novak. It's a hoot from dawn to dusk. That's certainly something for us to look forward to in the spring.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.